Hi, this is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast with Coach Chip Brim, and I want you to enjoy today's teaching called Passion. Find out if you're passionate in what you believe in and find out how to get that fire back. Champions have passion. Please enjoy.
What's going to be going on in heaven when we get there? Violently excited about the Lord. Let me take this to your, just to remind you of this. 2 John, you can believe this or not believe it. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as I, which is your, notice it doesn't say spirit. I have a friend who's a pastor in California, Modesto, California. And he was praying and the Lord said to him this. He said, Ron, if you were the only man on earth, could you pray that prayer when any two agree? He said, no, I'd be the only man on earth. The Lord said, yes, when you get your soul up here in agreement with your spirit. So what I'm trying to tell you is on this passion is you need to get your spirit is passionate whether you know it or not. You were born again. Everybody was created to be passionate for God. Even the ones that don't know about it. But they're looking for passionate ones to find out. Come on now. But the ones who are Christians, and I believe you're Christians and you're going to heaven. You got to get your undisturbed state of mind out of that. Get it out of that. Seek God every day. Get in the Bible. Pursue it. Walk in love. Fellowship with God every day. Walk in His presence 24/7. Pursue it like a champion pursues the trophy. And all of a sudden, your undisturbed state of mind will get out of that and pow, hit that champion spirit that God gave you. And now all of a sudden, your personality changed. Woo! First year I preached every church I went to, and Mom said, take everything you can get. And I did. Brother, we sure love your passion. Well, where's yours? Come on. All right. Here's the verse, Hebrews 6:12. Let's go there quickly, because some of you are passionate about going and resting and eating. I understand that. You ought to be more passionate right now in what you're hearing. You will be. I believe it. We're going to confess it. We're going to do it. We're going to get forgiveness for this, and we're going to turn around. It's going to be a defining moment in our life. This is going to be the day of new beginnings for personalities. Your personality, you're getting ready to meet it. All right. Now, Hebrews 6:12, that ye be not slothful. Say slothful. But followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Now, if you don't want to believe me up to this point, you're kind of a wild dude. Yeah, you're Billy's boy, but she just lets you preach. No, Mom, don't do that. Can I share one thing with you real quick? I heard Brother Copeland say this. He said they found some, maybe somebody here can help me, but they found some old journals from the Vatican they dug up, and one of them was from a rabbi that was the closest to Jesus when he was a young adult. The rabbi wrote down this. Jesus, as a young man, was not as interested in things as other men his age, such as women or girls. And he was also not as interested in his appearance, the way he looked. And Brother Eben Copeland said, I understand that. Sometimes it takes everything I got to comb my hair. Why? He's so passionate about God, he forgets. That's a fanatic. Brother Copeland's day, his little Jesus clock. No, anyway. Now, puts his Paul slippers on. But you get what I'm trying to say. They said, he said, he didn't care about his appearance or women, but listen to what the rabbi said. He said, but oh, when you mentioned the scriptures, his eyes would light up with fire. What did he just see? He saw something different. He mentioned three things, but he saw something that he was passionate for. He didn't have to hear about it. He could see it inside of him. Does anybody see what I'm talking about? We can't go out of here unpassionate. We got to go to our works passionate for God. Amen. That's what will draw the hearts of men. Glory to God. Now, Rick Renner said this about this word. That you be not slothful. Now, he said, Chip, there are two meanings and tenses of slothful. He said the one, the whole church, in a lot of translations, every one of them says lazy. He said this one is not the word for lazy. He said there are translations that look over there. You'll look over some of them, you'll see, they'll say lazy. He said there is a word, but it's not nothros. The Greek word right here is nothros. And he said nothros does not describe laziness whatsoever. But the church has just taken slothfulness as laziness, but it doesn't mean that here. He said, this is what that word means. Now listen, let's reread the verse, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. How many want to inherit the promise? Then don't be slothful. Now, here's the word, nothros. This is coming straight from Rick Renner. It describes something that is dull and unexciting. The Bible just told you, do not be a dull Christian or an unexcited Christian if you want to receive the promises. I heard Jesse Duplantis say, if you're not passionate what you believe in, you're never going to reach your dreams or goal. Never. You're never going to reach what God has for you. Never. If you don't get passionate. He said the same thing. Everybody wonders how I got this passion. That's the real personality that God put in him. And you've got one too. I'm going to be like, Jesse, I don't know how you're going to be. You may be like Billy, you may be like Joyce, but there's a personality in you that God has, and it will be so prevalent that God will use it to draw the hearts of your family members and your neighbors to the Lord. We got to just get this slothfulness off of us. Nothros is something that is slow and sluggish, something that has lost its speed or momentum. This something is still moving, but not with the same velocity or aggressiveness it once had. Now, does that describe a lot of some Christians who get on fire when they're born again, but then have lost it? Okay, this something has lost its drive, its intense zeal, its passion. Nothros, this word describes, this says, this word presents the idea of someone who has replaced passion with neutrality. They're stuck in neutral. There's no drive. Nothros does not present the picture of laziness. Rather, it speaks to someone who has lost his passion about a matter that was once of great importance to him or her. This slothful person has become disinterested and has replaced passion with a middle of the road, take it or leave it mentality. Come on, Christians, we can't get there. Don't let the devil lie to you. You're not going to receive the promise that God has for you, and he's got such great promises for you. Your rewards are not just in heaven one day. He wants to reward you now. David was passionate. Oh, Paul was passionate. Jesus was passionate. And we serve a passionate God. And he created us in his image. To be boring? I don't think so. God's not boring. Praise the Lord. Here's what Rick Renner said. Now, is anybody getting anything? Because I heard somebody in the spirit say, wrap it up. Was that mom? Usually, has anybody been to the Branson meetings? Usually when I'm doing those announcements, mom's going, cut it. All right. Now, Rick Renner, I'm done, really. I'm just going to read this right here. Rick Renner said this. Hebrews 6:12 should be interpreted this way. This is how it's read in the Greek. Quit being slothful. Quit acting like someone who has lost his enthusiasm and passion and has now sunk into a state of being slow, boring, monotonous, sluggish, dull, and uninterested. A lot of Christians are far from lazy, doing the work of the Lord, not missing church, helping out with labor, and these things are good, but still fall in the category of slothful. Slothfulness has nothing to do with the amount of energy you or I put out to do a job. Instead, it speaks of the inward condition, the personality. How many are serious about serving God in these last days? No, I said, how many are serious about serving God? How many are serious about pleasing God today? Do you really want to please Him? Then you've got to view your slothfulness. You've got to view it as unacceptable right now. Everybody stand up. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for this day. Thank you, Lord, that they still love me. Now, I just claim it to this day that you're not going to let your personality affect your passion, but your passion will affect and change your personality. We're not going to go another day. If this slothfulness has creeped into your life and tried to rob you of the things that God has for you, it's become a lifestyle to you, then if this is ministered to you, I just want you to lift up your hands right now, and I want you to say this with me, okay? God has given me something to say, and I'm going to read it to you, and we'll pray it, and we'll confess it, and we're going to get rid of this right now. Keep your hands up, and I don't want you to be looking around at something and not serious, and you got to do this and get the keys. You get serious with right now, and just view this lack of passion and this slothfulness of seriousness. Now say this, Lord, forgive me for allowing any hint of slothfulness to operate in my life. Today, I repent and deliberately turn from slothfulness. Holy Spirit, I turn to you now and ask you to stir and reignite the fire that's in my heart. Please help me to regain the zeal and the passion and the fire and to never lose it again. And now I declare by faith that I'm not spiritually neutral for Jesus. And the Holy Spirit burns brightly inside of me. And I am more excited about serving Jesus than I have ever been in my life, than at any other time in my life. And the fire of God burns brightly inside of me, evident for everyone to see. And I declare this by faith. I declare this by faith. I declare this by faith. In Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Woo! Woo! Get passionate for God right now. Glory, glory, glory!
Thanks for listening to this week's message called Passion. And I want you to remember we have a youth rally in Branson, Missouri, the C4C Youth Rally, and that is July 28th through August 1st. It is filled, 1 week filled with fun and faith, and we have great teaching. I'm going to teach. Mom's going to teach. Mom's going to teach the kids on the glory this year, the glorious church. If you want more information on that, that's 417-336-4877. God bless you.